Khan Do, the magician.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The makers of White King granulated soap present for your enjoyment Khan Do, the magician. And just as you enjoy listening to this radio drama of romance, intrigue, and high adventure, so you will enjoy using the soap we make. White King granulated soap. White King was the first washing machine soap ever made anywhere. When it was first perfected 30 years ago, it was a brand new idea because it was a granulated soap, not a bar soap. And it worked as no other soap had ever worked in a washing machine. No washing machine works better than the soap you use. And today, White King, a good soap for 30 years, is improved in quality, better than ever. There are many soaps on your grocer's counters, but none like White King for your washing machine. You will love White King granulated soap. And when you buy White King tomorrow, save the box top and tell your friends to save their White King box tops too. By the occult powers he gained in India, Frank Chandler has released Betty Regent from the strange spell invoked by the venomous dwarf known as Arenye the Spider. And because Chandler has discovered Arenye is in the pay of Roxor, the dwarf has been locked in one of the ancient underground rooms in Princess Naji's Cairo home. With Batouche, an Arab who has long been a member of Chandler's secret order in the Orient, Chandler goes to the Cafe of the Three Daggers, where he has reason to believe the rascally Ben Ali has taken famous scientist Robert Regent. Posing as a poor Arab magician, Chandler gains Ben Ali's confidence. A moment later, Regent is brought in between huge Egyptian guards. But before Chandler can effect Regent's escape, Batouche unwittingly gives the scheme away. Meanwhile, the present scene takes place in Dorothy Regent's room in Naji's home. Khan Do, the magician.
Is that you?
Yeah, Mom. I saw your light on. Are you going to sit up all night?
Oh, until Uncle Frank comes back. But you needn't. You know I'll call you if he brings Dad back with him.
Well, I'm not sleepy. And anyway, if I... Oh, nothing.
Anyway, what?
Well, if I stay up all night, I'll have a good excuse to call off that date tomorrow.
Bob, shame on you.
Well, I told her I might not be able to make it. Betty can go if she wants to.
I know you don't like her much, but I'm sorry for Judy Allen.
Sorry for her, for Pete's sake.
She has a lonely time of it, traveling around all the time the way they do.
No.
She has no friends her own age. It won't hurt you to be nice to her.
She gives me the flying tweaks. And Betty needles me all the time.
Come now, you can eat ice cream on the hotel terrace without too much pain. I'll speak to Betty about... Oh, listen, there they are.
Well, shall I go wake up Betty?
No, let's wait and see if... In here, Frank.
Coming.
I'm going to ask him about Robert this time.
Did you bring Dad?
No, Bob. But Dot, I saw him, not 3 feet away.
What? Didn't he know you?
Well, if he heard what I said, he knew me. I couldn't get to him after the fight broke out.
The fight?
Hey, you've cut your hand.
Ben Ali's knife.
Sit down there. I'll bandage it for you.
Oh, it's nothing, Dot.
What about Robert?
He knows now I'm here, Dorothy. Too bad Batouche gave me away when he saw Robert's ring.
Oh, great. I could have done that well myself.
So I had to come away without him. Well, it's a good thing you weren't along, Bob. The Cafe of the Three Daggers is a pretty unsavory spot.
Frank, what did Robert say?
Not a word, Dot.
Oh.
But I...
Hold your hand still. How does he look?
Not too well. He's very thin.
Oh.
They've stained his face with something, so he'll pass for an Egyptian. I wouldn't have known him if I'd met him on the street.
Oh, if only we could...
We'll get him, Dot.
That old Ben Ali will really keep him out of sight now.
He'll try, but I know that... Oh, well, that's enough, Dot. I told you it wasn't a bad gun.
Oh, it's bad enough. What were you going to say?
I know where they're taking Robert. The name of it, at least. The Place of Silence.
Oh, the Place of Silence in the Street of the Thieves. That's a great help.
Well, I hope it is in the Street of the Thieves, because, you
know... Are you going back there again tonight?
No. No, I'm going to give Ben Ali a little time to take your father to that place, wherever it is.
Oh, but it might not be in Cairo at all.
Well, it won't be outside of Egypt, though. Well,
how do you know?
Well, Roxo wouldn't have brought him here at all unless he was badly worried about his health.
Yeah, and... Mom, we know for sure that doctor said to bring Dad to Egypt.
I'll find out tomorrow. I'm going to Batusha's shop the first thing in the morning.
Oh, a lot of good he'll be after what he pulled tonight. Listen, I'm going with you tomorrow, huh?
No, Bob. I'm going alone.
Now, look, every
and
time...
And I'm going to tell you, Dot, I don't know when I'll be back. I'll send you word if I can.
Frank, you do know where this place of silence is.
I haven't the slightest idea. But Amin Mitkael has.
Amin Mitkael? What's he got to do with it?
That's what I've been trying to tell you. I don't know how he managed it, but there he was.
In that cafe?
That's right. He looked me straight in the eyes as if he'd never seen me in his life.
Oh, but I don't...
Dorothy, he was one of Robert's guards.
Good afternoon. You are Mrs. Regent?
Yes.
Miss Radislaw?
Yes. I have a table here. I have ordered tea for you.
Why, there's Mother.
Hi, Mom.
Oh, we're having fun.
I'm glad. I thought you had only two children.
Now, the other girls are friends from California. What is it you want of me, Miss Radislaw?
You did not tell your brother about my note.
No, since you'd asked me not to. What is it you want?
Mrs. Regent, if I say things which shock you, please try not to show
it. Miss Radislaw, I haven't much time.
Very well. I shall have to tell you a little about myself first. My father was Russian, of the imperial days. My mother English. We lived in St. Petersburg. I will not call it Leningrad even today.
I see, but I...
When Russia went insane, my father was killed. My brother disappeared. My mother and I were smuggled into England in peasant rags. She died soon after.
I understand. There are so many stories like that.
No one knows the agonies of my country, Mrs. Regent. I was brought up in the home of a Russian cousin in London, and I did not forget. When I was grown, I went to work in the Foreign Office. Finally, I became a secret representative of the British government.
Miss Radislaw, why are you telling me all this?
Because you are living in the home of Princess Nadji.
What do you mean?
Nadji and your brother are more than friends, I think.
They've known each other for years, yes.
Don't be angry, please. This is not a personal matter. It concerns your country and mine. Is your brother engaged to Nadji?
I can't tell you. And I'm afraid I'll have to go.
If only I could make you see. Why should I interest myself in their personal affairs? I am trying to help him.
Then why not go to him?
Because if he is in love with her, he will not believe me.
Why should you try to conceal it?
If he marries her, the world will know of it.
I'm not trying to conceal anything, and I don't think they're engaged. How did you know about it, anyway?
Mrs. Regent, it is the business of... certain people to know all about such things. Nadji has refused your brother, has she not?
I don't know.
What if she is already married?
That's ridiculous. She'd have no reason to keep it secret.
Mrs. Regent, some years ago, a certain man, a famous scientist, was made the prisoner of another man who had a very realistic plan to dominate the entire world.
You mean my husband, of course, and Roxor.
But Roxor was once a great scientist also, with a genius for friendship and a way with women. So that during all the years when your husband was in the Algerian ruin, only two people knew where he was. Roxor himself and his wife, Nadji.
Oh, nonsense. She hates
him. So she pretends. Nevertheless, she is his wife and the bearer of information to him.
Oh.
Don't look so stricken, Mrs. Regent. Please, someone will notice.
I... Nadji, no. If she has refused to marry my brother, it's for some other reason than that.
What other reason could there be?
I don't believe it.
There are documents in my room if you want proof. Will you come up with me for a moment?
What could I do about it if I did come?
There is something. If you will do it.
At least come upstairs with me and see for yourself.
Well, I... Wait a moment. Bob?
Oh, are you ready to go, Mom?
I'm going inside for a few minutes. Tell Ben Zayed to drive you home when you're through.
Whatever you say.
Why, where's Judy?
Her mother sent for her.
We had a break, for once.
I'll be along presently.
Gosh, Betch, it's a good thing we got rid of Judy. Did you hear what that woman said to Mother?
Did I? I nearly wore my ears out. I don't suppose we should have listened.
We couldn't help hearing them, could we? Look, you know what we're going to do?
What, Bob?
Go home and ask Najee if it's true.
What if she just says it's none of our business?
She won't, because it is. If she's tipping off about Uncle Frank, she's nothing but a spy. Gosh, she can't be.
Well, we can ask her if she's married to Roxor. Come on, let's go. It's us, Najee.
No, she would be out. We should have asked Abu where she is when we got here.
Let's go ask him now. Oh, there he is, down in the hall. Abu, do you know where the princess is?
No, Bin. She has been away since 2 hours.
Oh, all right, thanks. We might as well go downstairs, Bob. Oh, Abu, is that the mail?
It is a letter for thy mother.
I'll take it. Bob, it's Uncle Frank's writing.
Well, he said he'd send her word where he was going.
Or maybe something's happened to him.
You mean you think we ought to open it?
I never opened another person's letter in my life, Bob Regent.
Hey, maybe he wants us to come down there and give him a hand.
Golly, I wish Mother'd come home.
Well, if we did open it, we could tell her why we had to.
She'd know we wouldn't do it just to snoop.
What do you say?
Well, all right, let's. No, wait. Abu, did you know the man that brought this?
No, Ben.
Oh. Well, go ahead, Bob, open it.
Well, will you wait a minute?
Let me see it, too.
Oh.
Please have a bag packed with enough things for 2 or 3 days and send it to me at Batouche's shop.
I've picked up Robert's trail and can't risk losing it.
Oh.
I expect word from Amin Mikhail any minute now.
Oh, aren't you glad we opened it? Let's go up and pack his bag ourselves.
And I'll take it to him. I know where the shop is.
You're not going to have all the fun. I'm going, too.
You are not. Uncle Frank will tear me apart if I bring you along.
Don't be silly.
Beth.
You know Judy said she and her mother and those other women went all over the native quarter yesterday.
Yeah, I bet they weren't in the Street of Thieves.
Bob, it's broad daylight. I always miss everything. Please take me. I'll give you
my... You don't have to bribe me. Well, come on, then. We're just wasting time.
Gee, we might even bring Daddy back with us. Won't Mother be surprised?
Before we bring to a close our drama tonight, may we say one brief word about White King soap for summer wash days. The warmer the weather gets, the more dirt the youngsters seem to collect on their clothes. And that is when you need the wash day help of White King in your washing machine more than ever. For only honest-to-goodness soap suds can wash dirty clothes really clean. And if you think that everything that comes in boxes is soap, or if you think all soaps are pretty much alike, we suggest you try White King. You will find that everything, from cowboy jeans to bright, pretty cottons, from bath towels to work clothes, come out fresh and clean when washed in White King suds. White King washes off the surface dirt and washes out the hidden dirt, the deep down dirt you cannot see. Try White King in your washing machine, won't you? Know what you'll say? You'll say this. I love White King. Chandu the Magician is based on the original radio drama created by Harry A. Earnshaw and is written by Vera Oldham. The makers of White King invite you to listen tomorrow at this time when the story resumes. Chandu, the Magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.